In Psalm 118, we read where the Lord said that this is the day that the Lord has made, and that we will rejoice and be glad in it. This morning, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, we're going to have an opportunity to think together about how this really is the day that the Lord has made. And how, if we think about this very carefully, we'll find that we can't help but rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what the day is like. Now, when we think carefully about how this is the day that the Lord has made, we can think about how the Lord has done so much for every single one of us up to this day now to put us exactly where we are here today. And we can think about everything He's going to do for us today and think about everything that He's going to do for us every single day of our lives going forward and every single moment of every single one of those days. And as we look at this more closely, we'll see that we can't help but rejoice and be glad in it when we think about it very carefully and believe in it and rely on it. Now, in the heavenly doctrine, we read about how the Lord gives us delight and pleasure when we are affected by His divine love and affected by His divine truth. And then when explaining that in the heavenly doctrine, the Lord points to Psalm 118 as confirmation of that idea in the letter of the word. So this morning, let's take a look at Psalm 118 and see how it teaches us that this is the day that the Lord has made and how much we have to rejoice and be glad about when we can really understand what that means. Now, Psalm 118 begins with the phrase that the Lord's mercy is to eternity. His mercy is to eternity. It lasts forever. For every single one of us. Now, it says that in the very beginning of this psalm, and it says it at the very end of this psalm, too. So that means it must be a very important idea that the Lord's mercy is to eternity. That means the Lord loves us, every single one of us, and that He will forever. Now, because the Lord's mercy is to eternity, it also means that if we have done bad things, if we have done things that we know we shouldn't do, or if we learned we have done something that is evil, the Lord gives us another chance because His mercy is forever. And every single day, because His mercy is forever, He gives us another chance to overcome evil. He doesn't hold it against us forever. In fact, He does just the opposite because His mercy is forever. Every moment of every day, every breath we take is another opportunity to receive the Lord's mercy. Now think about that. Think about how we have already received the Lord's mercy in so many ways. Ways that He has taught us to do what's right where we've done what's wrong in the past. That will last forever. Now doesn't that make you want to rejoice and be glad? Doesn't it fill you with delight and pleasure from the Lord's divine love taught in His divine wisdom? Now, another thing that the Lord teaches us in the 118th Psalm that can help us rejoice and be glad in today and every single day is that He is our helper. And that for the Lord to be our helper, we need to confide in Him. Now, do you know what it means to confide? It means to tell the Lord the things that are bothering us. And tell the Lord the things that we need help with. And tell the Lord the things that are on our mind. That is what it means to confide in the Lord. And we can do that with our parents when we're little on this earth. And then begin doing it with the Lord and do it with the Lord forever. And then He will be able to help us. Not because He doesn't already know all of those things that we tell Him. But because by telling the Lord those things, we open ourselves up to His mercy. And that's how we receive His help, by asking for it and talking to Him about the things that we need help with. And then the Lord will give us help. And maybe we can think of times when we've already received help from the Lord. Maybe when we've been reading the Word ourselves, or our parents have been reading it to us, or we've been reading the heavenly doctrine, or been thinking about something that the Lord teaches. And we're hearing those words of the Lord in the sacred scripture or in the heavenly doctrine, and something hits us from Him that has never sat in our mind the way that it does in that moment. And we realize now, because we understand something the Lord's saying in a way we never did before, we can make a decision we never realized was a decision that we could make before. And we can actually live differently. That's help from the Lord. Or when we're praying to the Lord, we can get down on our knees and say the Lord's Prayer or speak to the Lord. And we might find that as we're praying to the Lord and talking to Him, that He gives us a sense of hope or a sense of consolation. That means a sense of comfort. That's another way that the Lord helps us when we confide in Him. He also helps us when we are in the midst of a fight against evil spirits, when they're trying to get us to think something that we know comes from them, or take delight or desire to do something that we know comes from them. When we're in the midst of that struggle, we can call on the Lord for help, to help us shun or flee or get away from those ideas and those desires. And He'll help us. He also helps us in ways we never could have imagined. We can think about things that we know where the Lord has helped us or helped other people in ways we never ever would have predicted, and look back in the past and say, that was the Lord's help. So think of all those ways that from the Lord's mercy, He helps us. Doesn't that fill you full of delight and pleasure? Doesn't that make you want to rejoice and be glad that this is the Lord's day? Because He's going to help us today too, if we're open to it. Now finally, one other idea about the Lord and about what the Lord does for us that we can be grateful for on this Thanksgiving in the 118th Psalm is that the Lord is our salvation. The Lord saves us from evil spirits and saves us from hell. And it's the Lord alone who does this. And in this psalm that we read, it acknowledged that sometimes we feel surrounded by evil spirits. We feel surrounded by influences that want us to turn away from the Lord. But the Lord helps us, doesn't He? It says, all nations surrounded me, but in the name of Yahuwah, I will cut them back. They surrounded me, yea, they surrounded me, but in the name of Yahuwah, I will cut them back. When we have an evil thought or an evil desire that comes into our mind or heart, we can feel surrounded by that, can't we? Sometimes it's all that we can feel or all that we can think. But if we call upon the name of the Lord, then He will push those ideas and those desires away. His strength will be our strength. He gives us His strength when we call upon Him to help us in a state of temptation. And maybe you can think about all those times that the Lord has helped you do that. All the times that the Lord has helped us, although we feel surrounded, get through it and be okay. And not do that thing or think any longer that thing that hell and evil spirits want us to think. This is the Lord's salvation. And He wants to save us today and tomorrow and every single day going forward. So when we look at the 118th Psalm and think about all the things that we're grateful to the Lord for today on this Thanksgiving, let's also think about how the Lord's mercy is to eternity, how He is our helper who we can confide in, and how the Lord is our salvation. If we think about those things about the Lord, and if we really believe in those things about the Lord, and then if we rely on those things from the Lord, we won't be able to help but know that this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.